O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Monday, May 9th, 2022. Stand up for your country. Another meltdown on Wall Street today. Again, my advice to you is just to tough it out. Do not panic. Look, I said before the election of 2020, if you put Joe Biden into office, bad things are going to happen economically. It was clear that the man does not know how to run the economy. He's not a business person. And now we're all experiencing pain, everyone, except those who don't have any assets, who have no money at all, who are dependent upon the check from the government to survive. That check will continue to come. But everybody else who makes a living and is a wage earner and has investments, we're getting hurt by this guy, Biden, because he is incompetent. This is not ideological or party analysis. He doesn't know how to run the economy or the government. Period. We have elected an incompetent person. The last time this happened was Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter could not run the federal government. He ran a state of Georgia. He couldn't run the federal government. Joe Biden's never run anything. He sat there in the Senate. He made poor decisions. He very rarely had an influence on how the country, what direction the country went. And now he's in charge and he doesn't know what to do. And the people around him don't know what to do. It's a stark comparison to Trump, who Americans still despise personally. Most Americans despise Donald Trump personally. But in the way he ran the country, it was very positive for the wage earner, the worker. Okay? And there's no question about this. There's no debate on it. It's a matter of performance, like sports. You win or you lose. In the economy, Trump won. Biden's losing. Now, tomorrow, Biden gives another thing on inflation. It's going to be gobbledygook. It's not going to matter. And we are going to have inflation and a wobbly stock market for a while. I don't know how long. No one can predict that. Logic dictates that once the summer passes, because the summer, the hedge fund guys, all the big fat cats, they're gone vacation. The summer will just be in and out. But then in the fall, when they look ahead to the midterms, which is going to be a wipeout of the Democrats, the market may respond to that. The key word is may. Because Biden is so horrendous in his governance that you can't count on it anymore. I'm surprised it took the stock market this long to go down to, you know, a yearly low. And the only reason the economy doesn't just crash into a recession is because most people are working. There's low unemployment because there are more jobs than people to fill them in this country right now. A lot of that has to do with COVID and all. I don't get into that micro analysis. But for you and for your life, it's important that you not panic. You're going to have to hold for a while. But if you sell now, then you'll never recover those losses. Okay. Talking points memo. What a noble nation would do about abortion. This is a simple equation. So we're no longer a noble nation. I hate to break it to everybody. I love my country. I'm very supportive of my country. In the past, generally speaking, we were noble. We weren't noble on slavery or Jim Crow laws. That wasn't noble. Okay, but we fought the wars to liberate billions of people around the world. We led that. And in the essence of the American character was a nobility that is gone. Because a noble nation wouldn't be having this abortion debate the way it's coming down. All the people, 100% of the people, would be in agreement that you save as many of the unborn as you can. If you do not subscribe to what I just said, you are not a noble person because you do not value life. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness is the formulation of our country. So now we have a country where you have fanatics on both sides, not just the pro-choice fanatics. Pro-life has its fanatics too. So if a woman is raped or a victim of incest or may die, you have to take that into consideration if you're a noble person. Now, your decision might be different than the person who was raped or the victim of incest or who may die. And that's all right. You may say, I'll sacrifice my life so that an unborn child can enter this world. And that's certainly noble. But you can't condemn. And these are the pro-lifers now talking to. But on the balance, the pro-choicers are, I just don't get the mindset. And we're going to have Monica Crowley come in and try to explain it to me in just a few minutes. I don't understand the mindset. If you can save an unborn child, you save the unborn child. Correct? Right? If you believe in the Judeo-Christian philosophy, you are compelled to do that. Because that's based upon a creator creating life. You don't spit in the eye of the creator and say, this life isn't worth saving. And who are you to make a judgment that a mass of cells on conception is not a human being? Who are you to make that judgment? I'm humble enough to say, I don't know, but I'm following the science. When a fetal heartbeat is detected, that's a human heart. It's not a mass of cells. That's the science. But these pro-lifers running around, reproductive rights, my body, my choice. What is this? What is this? You have no regard for the unborn at all? None? It's a tissue? You throw it in a waste paper basket? I know women who use abortion as birth control 4 or 5 times. What do you think about that? So these are questions that all Americans have to think about, okay? Now, when you get into the politics of it, there's not going to be a ban on abortions in America. Even states like Oklahoma and Mississippi, Louisiana, that are going to restrict the procedure are not going to ban it because that would be against the 9th Amendment. Okay, that would be like the Jim Crow laws. Well, we're going to ban all discrimination and all Americans of all colors are equal, but in certain states, we're going to set up laws so black people aren't equal. Well, what did the government do? Come right in and stopped it. That's what will happen if a state tries to overall ban abortion. It won't happen. The federal government will intrude. But the states will be able to say no abortion after 15 weeks, 18 weeks, whatever it may be, just like Europe does. Do you know that the liberal, secular European countries have more stringent laws against abortion than we do? Do you know that New York State and California are the most extreme abortion laws on the planet? On the planet. Worse than China. Do you know that? Okay. So this weekend, thank God, and I mean that literally, there was a call to attack Catholic churches, okay, across the country by the abortion extremists, attack the Catholic churches. Didn't happen, as far as we know, and we did an extensive search, except in New York City. And even there, it was muted. There was some nut who went up to a church, old St. Patrick's Cathedral downtown, and demonstrated, in a very lewd way against the Catholic Church. Okay, but that was a singular situation. It didn't get out of control. In Boston, there was one arrest when a pro-life speaker was attacked by a 25-year-old man who had a lock and a sock and tried to hurt the pro-life speaker. Boston police arrested. The man will be charged. I hope. Okay. So here we have a situation that is not out of control yet. But the worst of the worst is Senator Charles Schumer from New York. He is the worst of the worst when it comes to the unborn. And now he is a Jew. He says he's observant, just like Joe Biden says he's observant as a Catholic. You can't do what Biden and Schumer are doing and say you're observant. I'm not judging anybody, but you just can't. Because as I said, in the Judeo-Christian philosophy, a creator puts life on the planet. That's it. And if you deny the life, then you can't buy into the philosophy. But again, there are extenuating circumstances that we must take into account. It's not just black and white. Now, Schumer and all the leaders of the Democratic Party, including Biden and Harris and Pelosi, none of them objected to the protesters going to the homes of Justice Kavanaugh and Chief Justice Roberts on Saturday. None of them objected to it. They went to their homes. There is a federal law against that. It isn't a legal demonstration. All of those people could have been arrested. It's a violation of federal law to do that. They were not arrested. And Biden didn't tell them to stand down as a responsible president would have. But again, the worst is Schumer, who throws gasoline on the abortion fire. Roll the tape.
Republicans will have two choices. They can own the destruction of women's rights, or they can reverse course and work to prevent the damage. Count me as skeptical that they'll do the latter. Republicans have been on the wrong side of history and the wrong side of America.
The destruction of women's rights. All right, Chuck, what about the destruction of the unborn to the tune of millions? What about them? Any sympathy? Anything? No. You know why? Because Schumer has to run again for the Senate in New York, and he fears Ocasio-Cortez primarying him from the far left. So now Schumer has become Mr. Progressive, selling out any Judeo-Christian philosophy 100%, just as Biden sold out his doctrine on the Catholic Church. Sorry, it's the truth. I was going to run an NPR soundbite from Nina Totenberg that says some conservative leaked the memo by Alito, but I'm not going to do it. You know what NPR is. You know what they all are. So let's bring in Ms. Monica Crowley, who the reason I wanted to talk to you is because I saw in a paper that you went to some book party by Tina Brown with a bunch of liberal women. And you are a conservative woman. You work in the Bush in the Trump administration, but you do mingle with the other side. All right. And you know what they say and stand for. So am I being too tough on Schumer? Am I lost here?
No, you're exactly right. This is all politics all the time, Bill. And it goes back to the original Roe v. Wade decision in 1973, when my original boss, President Nixon, was president. And I remember talking to President Nixon about the Roe v. Wade decision, and he said, nobody saw it coming. Not him, not his White House, not his administration. Nobody saw that decision coming. But you'll recall that at the time, the women's liberation movement was just beginning. Gloria Steinem and the rest of them were really pushing women's lib, right? So when that decision came down, that became a very useful weapon for the left to tell women that this was helpful for them, that they wouldn't be burdened with a baby, that they could pursue all kinds of career options or whatever path they wanted to in life without being taxed by a baby. So they have for five decades now sold this line to women that a child is a burden, that they should be on a career track, family should come second, third, or last. And it was a women's empowerment message. And by doing that, Bill, they were able to lock in women voters for the left, for the Democratic Party, for 50 years now. But the difference now is that science has intervened. And you know, throughout the whole pandemic, the left has been screaming, worship the science. Well, now we actually have science in terms of sonograms and other things where women and men can see that there is a real human being from the moment of conception.
But they don't, really, they don't consider that,
that's
it grown, a human.
That's changed the
but
dynamic.
Monica, they don't consider it a human being. They're never going to say, yeah, I'm for killing a human being. They're never going to do that, no matter how much evidence the science presents, no matter what you say. But I'm want to try to get the people, the liberal women that you know, do they not care at all about the unborn? Is it just they don't think about it? Is it denial? What is it?
I will tell you one thing, not on women, and I'll get to that in a second. But I have a friend who's a very famous Hollywood actor, like a legend, iconic. And he's also like nearly a communist. And he said to me that for his whole life, he was always pro-choice, pro-abortion until he started to have children. And the moment he started to have children, he changed his mind on the entire issue. And I said, well, then why don't you come out publicly and say you are now pro-life? And he said, I could never work in Hollywood again if I did that. I think that that's part of it. I think when you're asking me about women, left-wing women have been so indoctrinated for so long that abortion rights are part of their identity as well as part of their politics, that they will never see a baby, whether it's moment of conception or in some states now where they want to make it legal to kill the baby up to the moment of birth.
Yeah, that's New York.
They never see that as a child. They see it as politics.
So they won't admit it's a child even up to 10 minutes before it could be birthed, when it's sustainable outside the womb, when it has all its features, when it is a functioning human being. It just hasn't entered the world yet. They still won't admit it's a human being. Is that what you're telling me?
That is correct.
Okay.
Because to do that, Bill, would be a moral.
Yeah, it shatters the whole thing. So they put their own agenda, whether it be social or political, above a human being. That's what you're telling me.
Yes.
Okay.
And okay.
All right. Just stay there. Stay there. So when you know that, can you deal with them? See, I can't. If I know a person smart enough to know what is true, but would kill or allow the unborn to be killed anyway, because it's expedient and easy for them, like your actor friends, my job portfolio is more important than saving anybody. If I know that, I can't deal with those people, Monica. Can you?
Yeah. No, I find it appalling, Bill, and I find it evil.
So did anybody talk to you in a Tina Brown book party? Because they're all in that category. Everyone that was in there that I saw the names, except for you, was in that I don't care about any unborn under any circumstances. If they want to cut their throat, they should be able to, they being the physicians and the politicians who allow it.
Yeah. So that book party was actually before this leak about Roe v. Wade, so nobody was talking about abortion. There were two other conservatives at the party, Bill, who sought me out and whispered in my ear, I'm pro-Trump also, I'm a conservative also, and I said, why are you whispering? And he said, because we're at this party.
I don't want to be thrown out. All right, I got it. Now, Ms. Monica is going to fill in for me at the end of the month. I have to go out to California for some business out there. I'm not going to get into it specifically, but I will say that this operation on television and radio, because we now have about 70 stations listening to the No Spin News at night on the radio, thanks to WABC, our flagship station, which has been such a success. So as we expand worldwide, sometimes I'm going to have to go to places to make deals because I am a big shot. So Monica is going to fill in for me at the end of the month. I don't usually have fill-ins. And I told Monica before we started this interview, I said, you're the only one that I would allow at this point to sit in the chair for me because you're going to deliver pretty much what I deliver, which is a common sense approach to making the lives of our listeners and viewers better, which is when you boil this whole thing down, that's what we do. We want to make your life better. All right. We want to give you the truth. And so to steer you in a direction of prosperity and happiness. That's why we're on the air. And that's why we've been the most successful independent news agency in the world. There's nobody as successful as we are. I've been doing this now for 5 years. There's nobody that has a revenue stream or the distribution stream. Nobody. And it's not even close. And this isn't a podcast per se. It's not what we are. We are a newscast. And we do this. And I'm very, very happy on the way it's going. But all of that is self-aggrandizement. I wanted just to introduce you to Monica again, reintroduce you, that she will be here at the end of the month. Anything you want to say about that?
Well, I want to say thank you, Bill, for asking me to do it and for putting me back in the chair. I haven't done that since I went into the Trump administration. So it's been a couple of years. I'm really looking forward to it. Love your show. Love you. Love your audience. So I'm very excited. And
all
I
right,
thank
Monica.
You.
Thank you very much. As always, we appreciate it. And you know that. Okay. Biden's schedule, all he had on a schedule today. And you know, he came back from Delaware mid-morning, as he always does on Monday. And he's complaining about the high speed internet cost. So he's doing that. And look, I mean, that's okay if they can lower the cost for poor Americans. I don't have any beef with that, but Biden doesn't do anything all day. You know that. We prove that without any doubt. As a poll by Civic, CIVIQS, I usually ignore this because it was founded by a nut. But I'm going to give you this because it's interesting. So they took a giant poll from January 20th to May 8th. And they talked to about 200,000 registered voters. And they found that four states only still have a net approval rating of Biden. Those states are Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, and Vermont. That's it. Even California and New York, Biden's approval, job approval is underwater. And I don't put a lot of credence in that, but that's what it is. Okay. So here's a 60 Minutes thing. I don't watch 60 Minutes anymore. It's nothing personal. I used to watch it every Sunday where I taped it when Mike Wallace and the boys were there. Nah, it's just not speaking to me, as the kids would say. But they had Mark Esper, former defense secretary under Trump, on. He's got a book, and he says this. Go.
The president pulls me aside on at least a couple occasions and suggests that maybe we have the U.S. military shoot missiles into Mexico.
Shoot missiles into Mexico for what?
He would say to go after the cartels. And we would have this private discussion where I'd say, Mr. President, I understand the motive, because he was very serious about dealing with drugs in America. I get that. We all understand. But I had to explain to him, we can't do that. It would violate international law. It would be terrible for our neighbors to the south.
Okay, so 60 Minutes, I guess, thinks they have a scoop. Well, on November 26, 2019, 2.5 years ago, I had Trump on my radio show. Go.
The Mexican drug cartels kill more than 100,000 Americans
right.
every
That's
year
right.
by the importation of dangerous narcotics.
Right.
Are you going to designate those cartels in Mexico as terror groups and start hitting them with drones and things like that?
I don't want to say what I'm going to do, but they will be designated. You know, you have families that are absolutely destroyed. It is a very, very sad situation.
So
very,
you are going to designate
the... Something's going to have to be done.
You're going to designate the Mexican cartels as terror groups?
I am going to be designating the cartels. Absolutely.
All right. Absolutely. That'll be a big story.
All right, so here's what happened. And if you were lucky enough to be at the history shows with me and Trump in December. So I broached this with Donald Trump about 2018. And I said, legally, if you designate any group in the world a terror group, we can attack them with drones and special forces. That's under U.S. law. So Esper doesn't know what he's talking about and is not telling you the truth, because Esper says it would violate international law. No. It might violate a law in Sweden, but there's no blanket international law against the United States after it designates a terror group going to kill that terror group. That's what killing the killers is all about. We didn't violate any laws taking out Soleimani and al-Baghdadi and bin Laden. Okay. So in my discussion with Donald Trump, and I'm sure he wouldn't mind me telling you this, I said the way to get the cartels, the only way to stop the mass migration and importation of narcotics is to designate them as terror groups and hit them from the sky. That's what Trump was talking about with Esper. But Esper's not smart enough to figure it out. And 60 Minutes is just clueless. Okay, so what happened? Fascinating. So Trump told Obrador, the Mexican president, I'm going to do this. I'm going to designate Mexican drug cartels as terrorist groups. Obrador pleaded with him not to do it. So then Trump made a deal. He said, you put Mexican armed forces on the northern border with the USA and the southern border with Guatemala, and you rip up your tariff deal and make a better trade deal with us, twofer, and I won't do it. That's exactly what happened. So Trump didn't designate them as terrorists. In return, got the Mexican army, which stopped the illegal migration and a lot of the drug trafficking. Okay? The first day Biden was in office, Obrador took the military off both borders. Exactly what happened. Now, does 60 Minutes know any of this? No. Is Esper telling the truth? No. So there you go. Putin, talk about a guy who's incapable of telling the truth. So it's Victory Day in Russia today, May 9th. Marks the defeat of the Nazis in World War II. The Soviets marched into Berlin, raped about 100,000 women. The Soviet soldiers, very proud. They should be very proud on Victory Day of raping more than 100,000 German women. Okay? Hitler killed himself and the war was essentially over. That's what they're celebrating today. So Putin, the biggest liar on the planet, says this. I'm going to put it up full screen because I don't want to listen to his whiny tone. They, that's us in NATO, have tried to attack our historical territories like Crimea. That's a lie. They have threatened to use nuclear war. That's a lie. And the West has supported these military actions carried out in our neighborhood. And that is why it was a threat we couldn't accept. Our neighborhood. Oh, I see. So anybody you don't like in your neighborhood, Vlad, you can just stomp and kill. That would mean, by that standard, we could do that to Canada and Mexico. They're in our neighborhood, right? So France could go just right into Switzerland and take them on over and kill everybody. This is just insane. Now, what is wrong with the Russian people? Why? They see the body bags coming back, about 15,000 Russians dead. What's wrong with them? The same thing that's wrong with the Afghan people. Did you see over the weekend, the Taliban now say, don't come out of the house if you're a woman. If you do, you got to be covered head to toe. Did I feel bad? No. Did the Afghans fight for their freedom? No. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Ugh. Back home, COVID wave. Infections up 250%, New York City, LA, parts of Texas, Portland, Oregon. Hospitalizations up 10% nationwide. But it's not as bad as it was. So this is what a subvariant of something. I don't even know. People get it. The vax doesn't protect you from it. But you don't get it as severely if you are vaccinated. That's what the science is saying. All right. To date, 82 million U.S. citizens have contracted COVID. 1 million, more than 1 million, dead. Durham. So the trial starts Monday, May 16th, all right? And what is that, 2 weeks from today or 1 week? No, 1 week, next Monday. Next Monday, the trial, Washington, D.C., a lawyer named Michael Sussman charged with lying to the FBI. Sussman actually brought the bogus, fraudulent Russian collusion stuff to the FBI. They didn't go to him. He brought it to them. And it was a total lie, as we all know. So they charged him, and he's on trial. Now, Sussman did it because he was working in conjunction with the Hillary Clinton campaign. That's been established beyond any reasonable doubt. But the judge, Christopher Cooper, put him on up there, appointed by President Obama, says to Durham, you cannot introduce any evidence that Hillary Clinton was involved in the charge against Sussman. So Cooper is shielding, once again, Hillary Clinton. Now, he's got a legal basis for doing it. He says, you didn't charge Sussman with conspiracy. That means you got a bunch of people doing an illegal act. You're only charging him with lying to the FBI. So third parties are not allowed into this prosecution. There's a legal basis for that, but we all know what's going on here. I don't know how Durham's going to get around it, but I hope he tries. So that's next Monday. University of California, they want to throw out all the letter grades, A, B, C, D, 4, 3, 5, 3, 8, whatever it may be, done. Because it's, quote, biased and against equal treatment. Code, blacks and other minorities can't compete with whites. No grades. That's what they want to do in the entire University of California system. Okay, so then you get a pass-fail. That's it. So you graduate with no number grade. Well, a couple of questions. What about merit? Who's going to be the valedictorian? What about anything? What about grad school? What do you want to go to grad school? You got pass, fail. Nobody knows if you're smart or not. What about that, California? Destroying the higher educational system. Important story no one will tell you about. So there is a new study, a landmark study from the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. It says if you eat primarily during the day, you will live longer. It increased by eating only in the day. Okay, I guess you could eat 6:30 in the winter, it'd be night, but it increased the longevity of mice by 35%. Now, I don't know why anybody wants mice to live longer, but the experiment was on mice. All right, so it makes sense. If you eat big, heavy meal late into the evening, like they do in Spain and European countries, it sits there. You can't get it out. It's not good for anything. Eat early. All right. And then it says, and I love this part because this plays right into me, inflammation is what really does people in. So you've got to stop eating sugar. Cut it down. You live longer. You feel better. Saying history, May 9th, 1974, House Judiciary Committee began formal impeachment hearings against Richard Nixon, just cited by Monica Crowley. Okay, so he was charged with abuse of power and contempt of Congress for trying to cover up Watergate. We all know the story. If you don't, just look up Watergate and you will see. So Nixon knows he's going to get impeached and convicted. It's not like Trump with stupid impeachment. He was never going to get convicted. Nixon was going to. But it took 4 months on August 9th, May, June, July, August, 3 months for Nixon to resign. But the wheels were put in motion 48 years ago today. Quick break, good mail segment, and a final thought about our big town hall tomorrow and killing the killers. Right back.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you, and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, let's go to the mail. Patrick Wilkins, Vestavia Hills, Alabama. Bill, if I'm understanding you correctly, isn't the current Roe v. Wade issue really about the Supreme Court taking a measure to essentially cut their caseload so they don't have to hear cases every time a lawsuit is filed at the state level? Is somewhat, that's not the primary motivator. The Constitution is clear. Please read my column. Don't know much about history. And I just lay it out. I want to do it here because it's, you know, I did it last week to some extent. If you read the column, constitutionally, the state should be handling abortion. And there's no doubt about it. Fran, concierge member, Fran gets direct access to me. Bill, great weekly column. I agree with everything you say. Absolutely correct. However, one term I like better than fetus is baby in the womb. And that's fine. You have a right to that opinion, Fran, but it is an opinion, you know, and until the heartbeat comes, then it's a baby. That's the science. Mike Piazza, Virginia Beach. Would there be any value on Donald Trump sitting down with Vladimir Putin and trying to end the Ukraine war? That would be an absolute disaster for Trump. He would be seen undermining the United States policy. He'd never recover from that. So Donald Trump cannot get involved with this. Tim Currington, St. John's, Florida. Mr. O, what's with the executive order? Please explain. Feel like I have a king. How can we fix it? Can't fix it. It's in the Constitution. Presidential prerogative to advance some policies by executive order. However, the check on it is you can sue under the Constitution and say his order is unconstitutional or he can't do it, like they did with the Remain in Mexico policy. Though there is a check on it, but you're not going to be able to do away with it. Mike Kaza, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. What gives the president the authority to forgive massive amounts of student loan debt? He doesn't have the authority to do it. If he tries to do it, there'll be a lawsuit filed 2 minutes after. He doesn't have the authority to do that. Can't forgive anybody's debt. He can forgive a crime, but nobody's debt. There's no constitutional authority there. That'll be tied up in the courts for another 4 years. Joe Scrofani, Las Vegas. What do you think of Pope Francis meeting with Putin? It appears he agrees with Putin on the invasion of Ukraine. No, it doesn't. Joe, come on. Pope Francis has been very clear that Putin's actions in Ukraine are sinful. He used that word, sinful. And he wants to meet with Putin to tell him that. I think that's a good thing. The mistake that Pope Francis makes is that he talks about politics. He gives both sides of the story when he's ruminating. Always a mistake. Jennifer, if only Kamala and Joe could read your columns, O'Reilly, they might learn. But they don't want to learn. You could give them the column. You could read them the column, Jennifer. They don't care. People believe what they want to believe. Don't care about facts. Lionel, I have never commented before on the No Spin News, but I've read every one of your books and all of your columns. I must say, it's very impressive to remind us exactly what's happening before our very eyes. Thank you. I appreciate that, Lionel. Dina Wheeler, Tampa, Florida. Will the town hall be available for premium members to watch at a later date? Yeah, we have it, but you want to see it tomorrow if possible. You want to see it live, but we will have it for you. Kim, Walter Hemlock, Michigan, finished killing the killers. It was excellent. The weaponry and intelligence gathering systems the USA possesses are truly amazing. They are. And nobody knows about them. Killing the killers. Okay. Word of the day, do not be a Nimrod. Great word. Nimrod, Nimrod. Back with a final thought in a moment. Here is a final thought of the day. Two things. As mentioned, town hall meeting, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here. I've already got hundreds of questions. I'm going to put one on the board, okay? This is from Al Dennis, Huntington, West Virginia. And he is a premium member because only premium members can see this town hall. BillO'Reilly.com, premium members, exclusive. O'Reilly, in Killing the Killers, you talk about enhanced interrogation being outlawed in the USA, but we contract it out to other countries. How does that differ from hiring a killer? You can still go to prison. I will answer Al's question tomorrow on the town hall. It's a good one. And a lot of the questions are really good, and they're interesting, and we're going to have fun. That's the most important thing. This town hall is going to be fun. Now, Killing the Killers, 5 days, more than 100,000 in sales, hottest book in the country, and that means in the world, okay? You will, this is an important book for all Americans to read. As I said, it's the best reporting I've ever done. We have questions about it tomorrow. We will answer some, but not all. We're going to do policy, too, in the town hall. But we do want you to consider reading or listening. We have an audio, Killing the Killers. Tremendous Father's Day. Now we have, Dad, you know, we're going to have great things for Dad coming up here on BillO'Reilly.com. Good gifts and make it very easy for you, very economical for you. But Killing the Killers is pretty much the centerpiece. A lot of people talking about it wherever I go. And, you know, it's not easy to sell books in this country anymore. Bookstores are closed. Hard to get marketing on it. Everybody's on their phone, not paying attention. This is an interesting fact. In order to get something, average American to retain a product or an idea, the average American has to hear it 9 times before it gets up here. Wow. So I get bored by being repetitive when I'm doing hundreds of interviews now for this book, and I try to make them all a little bit different. And we have someone posted. We had a really good one with Mark Levin. I hope you check that out. It's on the website. So all of that's coming up. We always appreciate you watching and listening to the No Spin News. We will see you tomorrow.